Stand towards the front of your mat. Feet parallel, fairly close together. Toes don't have to be touching, but they can be if that's easy enough for you. Easy enough would mean that you can get the legs under the hips, legs under the pelvis. Try to feel the area of the leg where the leg meets the hip, the groin, and you want to make a bigger pocket in the groin. You want to increase the space in the groin. Stick your butt out a tiny bit like you're going to sit into a chair and feel how that crease of your hips deepens. Keep that depth in the hips, lengthen the back of the neck up. Let the arms just hang out of their sockets. Don't hold the arms anywhere. Let them hang. The more you can lengthen the neck up, the more they'll hang. I think the more you get those creases correctly in the groins, the more the arms hang, the more you can lengthen the spine up. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back to a long lunge. Step back, downward facing dog. Lift the hips way up. Reach the heels back. Think hips on an angle towards the back wall, about two-thirds of the way up the wall. Get the spine to deepen towards the floor as the hips lift up towards the back wall. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Hang over the legs, strong straight legs without pushing into the back of the knee. Inhale the arms up. Release the arm, bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. You check the hands, so the pinky fingers want to be in line with the outer edge of the palm, not wider than the outer edge of the palm. Reach your heels towards the floor. If the heels can reach the floor, your dog is too short, and walk back a little. Everyone walk back a little more, make your dog longer. Bring weight from the outer wrist to the inner wrist. Inner hand grounds down, inner foot grounds down, hips up. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Step the right to meet it. Inhale the arms and trunk up. Release the arms by your sides. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Again, bring weight to the inner hand. So, yeah, try to feel that you can bring, just get across the whole hand evenly. And the knuckle of the index finger is a really good thing to think that you're going to always press that down. Bring weight to the inner foot, the mound of the big toe. Presses down into the floor. Reach the inner heel back away from the pressing of the mound of the big toe. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Step the right foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Ground through that index finger and forward. Pinky in line with the outer edge of the palm and forward. Inner foot presses down, inner heel reaches back. Pinky toes reach forward as well. So it's not that you're not using the outer foot, you're just not falling too much to the outer foot. Step the right foot forward, in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Inhale the arms up. And release the arms by your sides. Thighs back, get that crease in the hips. Groins deepen. Again, if you want, you think like I'm going to sit into a chair as little as possible. If you start to sit into a chair and stop, your knees are going to soften, your groins are going to deepen, which I really like. Keeping the pelvis and shoulders pointing straight forward, bend the right leg up behind you, take hold of the right foot with the right hand, and then see if the right hip pulled backwards. Keep the right hip, both sides of the pelvis forward, shoulders forward, left arm up. Don't lock the left knee. Make sure the left foot is parallel. So bring, yeah, more. Yeah. And start pulling the right leg backwards. As you pull the leg backwards, pull the hip forward, shoulder and hip forward, so the trunk is pulling forward. Don't lock the left knee. Pull the leg up behind you and pull the chest up in front of you, right? Upper chest lifts up, so you're not leaning forward at all. You're lifting up as you pull the leg back, as you turn the hip forward and release. Second side, bend the left leg behind you, take hold of the left foot with the left hand. Try to drop the knee so the legs line up. Pelvis forward, shoulders forward, right arm up. Right leg unlocked. Doesn't mean it has to be bent, though it might feel bent. Turn the hips forward as you pull the left leg backwards. The back bend happens, it's a little back bend to start, but it happens from lifting the chest up, not leaning forward. Pull the leg back, turn the left hip forward, turn the left shoulder forward, take the inner thigh of the left leg back and the belly in and up, reach the right arm up, and release. Inhale the arms up, bow forward over the legs, step the right foot back, long lunge, downward facing dog. Take the right leg, step the right foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms and trunk up alongside the ears for a high lunge. Everyone bend the front knee a little more. Stretch the back leg a little straighter. Turn the palms to face each other. Reach the arms up without ripping the ribs too much. Place the hands alongside the front foot. Step to plank pose. Look at the hands. Inner pinky in line with the outer edge of the palm. Inner hand down. Don't let your hips sink too low. Hips at the height of the ankles and shoulders. Ears in line with the shoulders, hips, and ankles. Downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Arms and trunk up, high lunge. Front knee tries to bend directly on top of the front ankle, but the front hip doesn't want to slide off to the left. Try to get the pelvis aligned so that outer knee and outer hip are relatively lined up. Stretch the back leg straighter. Place the hands alongside the front foot. Step to plank. Walk your feet back an inch in plank and head up a little bit. Inner hand. Plank. Down dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Slip the right foot about an inch further forward. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. Maybe even step the back foot further back, get wider apart. Twisting, bring the left elbow across the right knee. Hands together in prayer, and you're trying to get them to the center of the chest. Elbows apart, elbow, wrist, wrist, elbow, one straight line, trying to get the base of the thumb to the center of the sternum. Lengthen the spine forward. Slowly come back up to the high lunge. Arms up, trunk up, front knee bent, back leg straight. Plank pose. So in plank, how straight you can get. I think it's really key to have the hips higher than the height of the, or the same height as the knee and the ankle and shoulder. Try to keep the head up as well. Awesome. Place the knees on the floor. Bring the chest and chin down in between the hands with a small arch in the lower back. Slip forward to a small cobra pose. Point the feet. Spread the toes open, draw the collarbones apart, lift the chest a little bit, press the hands down to pull the spine forward, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Arms up alongside the ears. Twisting. Right elbow is going to cross the left knee. Hands in prayer. So where the hands reach, when I just say, you know, try to get them to the middle of the chest, where they reach tells you about what the muscles of the shoulders are willing to do. So it doesn't matter where you get, but the information is good. Lengthen the spine forward. The spine is in between the two legs, not over the left leg. Nice. Pull the trunk back up slowly. Back up, arms up, trunk up. High lunge, palms face each other. Plank. Hands alongside the front foot, step the left foot back. Place the knees. Stick the butt out a little bit, bring the chest and chin down in between the hands. Slip forward to a small cobra, pointing the feet. Bring the legs together. Point the feet, spread the toes. Use the hands to press the hands down and back to pull the spine forward. Collarbones really wide. Upper back, wide. Tuck the toes, lift the hips, come back to downward dog any way you like. Breathe. Match the inhale to the exhale. 3 beats, 4 beats, whatever is comfortable. Find your way to the inner hand. Squeeze the arms straight. Step the right foot to the outside of the right hand. Try to get the walk the hand back or the foot forward so that the shin and arm are lined up. You're going to press the shin into the arm and the arm into the shin. You can come onto the fingertips. Lift the hips up a little bit. So you're going to create space in the left groin and pull the hips over to the left. Keep pressing the right knee in, hips up and hips to the left. Lengthen the spine forward at the same time. Downward dog. Step the left foot to the outside of the left hand. Come onto the fingertips if you like that. The arm against the leg and the leg against the arm, and then press them in really strong. Press that leg in. Press that arm out. Lift the hips up a little bit and pull over to the right. You would like to have your pelvis level, like sacrum levels. Lengthen the spine forward. Down dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the back foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Place the arms by our sides. Cross the right ankle over the left knee. Left foot parallel. Don't lock the left knee so you even feel if you need to bend it. Turn the pelvis to the front so sometimes the right hip turns backwards. Line up the right and left hip. Make sure that left groin is deep. Get that pocket in the left groin. Pull the belly in, lengthen the spine up. And really staying solid in the trunk, try to let the right knee release. The foot stays where it is, the ankle stays where it is, but try to let the knee release towards the floor by using your belly to stabilize the low spine and just feel what could happen. Turn the right hip forward so the pelvis is forward and release. Right leg to the floor, right foot to the floor. Left ankle crosses the right knee. See if you can feel a difference in the two sides. Sometimes when you take one foot off the floor, the whole trunk moves in one direction, not on both sides. Turn the pelvis to the front, shoulders and pelvis to the front, and then use the abs to stabilize the trunk and see if you can let the left knee fall open. And sometimes it just doesn't want to go anywhere. And release. Right ankle over the left knee. Left foot parallel. Tiny little changes are huge. Bend the left knee and you're going to lower halfway down to put the, if you can, to put the forearms onto the right shin. Squat halfway. Flex the right foot really strong. Now stick your butt out and think you want to get your hips lower rather than your trunk forward. Press into the inner left foot to stand back up. Inner left foot. Awesome. Switch. Left ankle, right knee. This is pretty demanding of a tight hip, right? A loose hip, you just flop right down. Start bending the right knee. Try to feel the difference in the two sides. Think backwards more than lowering the trunk. You're reaching the hips back to bring everything down. Try not to swivel to the right too much, depending upon what your torque is. Press into the inner right foot, press back up. Release hands by your sides. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward dog. Take the right leg up halfway behind you, down dog split, just halfway, and turn that right hip down. And keep the right leg in line with the trunk. Don't let it go out to the right. Lift the leg higher if you can from the inner thigh, not the outer thigh. Reach the left heel towards the floor. Don't lock the left knee. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. If you want to work more, keep your back foot where it is. It's going to be a much deeper stretch, but if you want to step the back foot in a couple of inches, you're going to keep the heel pointing straight up. You can use blocks for your hands. Stretch the right leg straight. Right leg stretches straight. Stretch the right leg straight through the inner foot. Try to get the inner foot to press down. And for some, when you press the inner foot down, make that parallel. When you press the inner foot down, the knee rolls in as well. So you're going to try to press the inner foot down and keep the knee from rolling in. The knee actually wants to stay aligned over the center of the ankle if it can. And then the inner thigh wants to go back as you press the inner foot down. And they correspond to each other specifically. Square your hips, lengthen forward. So you're gonna roll a lot, yeah. Downward facing dog. Take the left leg up halfway. Turn the left hip down. Reach the right heel for the floor. Deep stretch of that right hamstring. Don't lock the right knee. Left leg tries to go higher from the inner thigh. So you probably want to wrap the hip down even more to pull the inner leg up higher. And step the left foot forward in between the hands, adjusting the right foot the same way you did on the first side. Straightening the left leg using the inner foot to begin that process. And then you could, as we breathe here, let's say we're here 5 breaths or longer, you can bend the knee, get the inner foot down, stretch the leg, watch yourself lose it. You can press the inner foot down to see what happens to the knee. You can take the inner thighs back to see what happens to the foot. Everything has a corresponding action. And I think that's a great, these are great places to work that stuff and feel that stuff. Get the inner foot down, knee over the ankle, inner thighs back and apart, and lengthen forward. Downward facing dog. Right leg up, down dog split. Left heel reaches to the floor. Open the right hip now. Open the right hip as much as you want, but don't just collapse the left side. Pull the belly in on the left. Lengthen the right leg as much as you can. Try to stretch from the right pinky toe to the right pinky finger or vice versa. Step the right foot to the back of the left wrist. You're going to step the right foot forward and it's going to cross to the left wrist. So your feet are going to be about an inch or two. There's going to be a lane between them crossed. Use the blocks for your hands if you did the first side as well. With the front knee bent, you should be able to get the whole foot to the floor, inner foot to the floor. Stretch the right leg straight now. Try not to lose that inner foot. Press roll to the inner foot, even if you need to bend the knee again. Sometimes the leg won't even straighten. Don't worry about that. you are most likely looking for work in the outer right leg, in the connective tissue of the outer leg. Keep stretching that right leg. Keep pressing the inner foot down. Turn the left hip towards the right foot. Try to make that right leg straighter still, and then turn the left hip forward. Down dog. Just because I tell you to do something doesn't mean you have to do it. But all these instructions for me are just trying to get you deeper to feel more, but you know yourself better. Take the left leg halfway up. You really want to take your time figuring this stuff out if that's what you need. Left heel towards the right heel towards the floor. Open the left hip. Bend the left knee as you like. Lengthen from the left pinky finger to the left pinky toe. I am very specifically looking for a stretch between my pelvis and my rib cage in this kind of down dog split. And then step the left foot to the back of the right wrist, crossing the feet or legs by about 2 inches. With that left knee bent, you should be able to get the whole foot to the floor to start. And then inner foot is the weight-bearing side of your leg. And that's what I'm trying to help people get or learn or figure out is you want to ground to the inner foot almost always. Press the inner foot down, start stretching the left leg, and see what happens to the inner foot or the grounding of that foot as the leg straightens. Awesome. Press that big toe forward. Lift the kneecap up. Turn the right hip towards the left foot. Downward facing dog. Shaking is good. I think. Muscle shaking is very interesting. That's when I say when I don't know exactly what it is. Match the inhale to the exhale. Inner hand. Squeeze the elbows in line with the wrists. And for some, that hyperextend the elbows, which makes them too close. And for some, it's hard to get the elbows in. And it might feel weird to rotate the elbows in to what I'm going to say is straight. But that's relative. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms by your sides. Hands in prayer in front of the heart. Feet mat distance apart. Pinky toes on the edge of the mat. Now you can turn your feet out if you need to. You're going to try to avoid turning your feet out too much. You're going to see how you go. Kneecap aligning over the ankle is a good bet. We're going to squat. And in an ideal world, when you squat, you do not tuck your pelvis under or around your lower back as you come down. Everything stays the way it is standing. See what happens. Lower down to a squat. Try to feel where you go, what happens in your hips and lower back. See where you end up. And now inner foot. Press the inner foot down to lift back up. If your heels come up, you can keep... We're going to do two more. You can keep them up or you can have a blanket under them. Trying to keep everything long in the spine. Lower down. Inner foot down. Press back up. Lower down. Think backwards. Try to feel if you're falling to one leg. See where your weight is and get weight evenly into, more, evenly into both feet and try to feel that. Press the inner foot down. Press in, come up. Step the feet together. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Come on to your knees and put a blanket under your knees if you like. I don't think it ever hurt. Everything in the body has a purpose, and the purpose of the kneecap is not to bear weight. Purpose of your kneecap is to extend the quadriceps so your leg can straighten. So I think it's a fine idea to put something under the knee here. Go back to down dog if you want, or you can stay here because we're going to move on through these kind of things. From down dog or hands and knees, step the right foot forward in between the hands. Place the back knee down on the floor. So here, you're on your kneecap. Technically, though, bring the arms up alongside the ears and let the front knee come forward. And ideally, you could take the weight off the kneecap because you're going forward of the front knee and you're pulling towards the top, the just above the kneecap, or you're shifting the weight so it's not directly, so it's going to be much better. Press the inner foot down on both feet. Pointed or tucked in the back foot, get the inner foot to ground so the heel is straight up. Downward facing dog or hands and knees. Step the left foot forward. Arms up alongside the ears. Back knee down. Front knee goes past the ankle, front foot parallel. Square the hip so you keep turning that right hip forward because the left hip is happy to go faster than the right. Palms to face each other and reach the arms up. You want to reach the arms up. You want to reach the trunk up. You just want to reach evenly through the front and back of the body. Press the inner foot of both feet down to get the inner thighs in. Downward dog or hands and knees. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Place the back knee down. This time, take the hips over the back knee and walk your right foot forward so it's straight, runner stretch. So take the hips back so the pelvis is stacked on top of the back knee. Blocks for your hands are fine. Walk the right foot forward and then flex the right foot. Really work through the flexion. Press through the inner foot, draw back through the outer foot, and extend forward. Left ankle directly in line with the left knee. Try to get that ankle and foot to point really straight, so which sometimes, if it's really tight, you just lift the ankle up higher off the floor. Yeah. Bow, extend, right hip back, left hip forward. Flex the foot more, which should make it more intense. Downward dog or hands and knees. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Back knee down. Hips over the back knee. Walk the left foot forward. Flex the left foot. And, I'm really into alignment. Not everybody is. So I'm on about you set your body up in the way that you/I wanted to and work from there and try to find your depth in that way. And that's just totally a choice. So flex the foot a ton. Press, step on the gas, pressing through the inner foot, and then lengthen forward. And you don't worry about how tight you are there, and because I think then you're working in a good place of tightness. Down dog or hands and knees. One more like this. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Place the back knee down. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. Slip the right foot back a couple of inches if you want. That's going to make everything deeper. Come on. Forward again, arms up, trunk up. Let the right knee come past the right ankle if it can. Awesome. Work through that back foot. Don't let the knee go out to the side, though. If the heel comes up, you've gone too far back with the foot. So you kind of want to get the foot back as far as you can to keep the heel down. Pour the trunk forward and up at the same time. The knee goes forward, the pelvis goes forward, chest elevates. Down dog or hands and knees. Second side, step the left foot forward. Place the right knee, adjust the left foot the same way you adjusted the right, the first side, and bring the arms up. Inner foot of both feet. Try to get that right ankle right in line with the right knee. Same thing out to the side, just no, the other way actually, yeah. Ankle and hip joint are corresponding. Let the knee go forward. Let the left knee go really far forward if you can. And then it gets harder to pull the trunk up away from that. Elevate the trunk. Use the arms. Palms face each other. Fingers reach way up. Down dog. Or hands and knees. All right, last of it. Step the right foot forward in between. Place the back knee down, keep the hips over the back knee, and you're going to walk the right leg straight again and flex the right foot up off the floor again. And to me, this is a pose of minutia. All of this stuff to me, like when I, even if I raise my voice and say go deeper, it means a 64th of an inch of movement, right? So every little movement here is going to be powerful. Flex your right foot. Take the hips back. Flex the right foot, and now make sure the right leg is right in line with the right hip. Ready to move the leg in more. Flex the foot and externally rotate the right leg. Keep the foot flexed and turn that right leg open as much as you can. Then stay there, and now it's likely that your hips moved off to the left. So keep the foot flexed strong and swing your hips back to the right, which should make it more intense. Then flex your foot like crazy and externally rotate a quarter of an inch. And that's going to take your hips over. Pull the hips back to the right. You might be done and hang out here. You might stop, or if you can, it's all about the flexion of the foot. Keep rotating. And what's interesting is you shouldn't be able to, you don't want to be able to do it fully because that means that there's too much rotation. So we would like a little bit of tension, just not as much tension and you're likely feeling if your hips are really tight. Because this is a powerful place to be if your hips are really tight. Hands and knees are downward dog. And this is not likely about your muscles. This is about your connective tissue and just a lot of the connective tissue that wraps the outer hip. The IT band and assorted fascia. Second side, left foot forward. Right knee down. Hips back. Walk the left foot forward. Straighten that left leg. Work through the flexion of the foot. Externally rotate the left leg. See where it goes. Because one of the other things is come back to start. Flex more. And you'll find that as you start rotating, you're going to want to point, and you want to resist that pointing. Pull the hips over to the left. Flex. Step on the gas through the inner foot and externally rotate. And then pull the hips over to the left. We'll take another few breaths, so move at your own pace. See if you want to go deeper, back off if you want. This is a shape that makes the room get particularly quiet. Downward dog, child's pose. Downward dog. Plank pose. Slowly lower to the ground, one piece. Hands by your sides. Point the feet, ankles together, big toes together if that's possible and comfortable. And then lift both legs off the floor. Just the legs, legs up. And lower them down. Two things I want you to feel is, do your feet stay, so open your feet like all 10 toes to the floor, all 10 toenails to the floor, and then you want to feel if that stays like that when you lift up. And you also want to feel if you're lifting both legs straight up or do they actually pull more to one side than the other, which is very subtle. Lift the legs up. Open the toes. Try to lengthen through both legs evenly. Lower the legs. everything up now, Shalabhasana. Navel to the spine, the front body is strong and short, lift up. Arms up, legs up. Don't overdo it, feel the lower back. The lower back wants to be lengthening, not shortening. Pull the navel to the spine, shorten the front body to get extension in the back muscles. Open the toes and lower down. Now take your knees wide out to the sides. Knees as far out to the sides, as high up as possible out to the sides. And then bring your feet up into the air to meet. And we're going to stay here for about 2 minutes or so. Get your knees as absolutely high up and wide out as possible. Then get the top of the pelvis to touch the floor. And bring the feet together, toes together, heels together. And let the feet fall towards the floor naturally or gently. Bring the whole foot to meet. Top of the pelvis down. Don't let the feet separate. You don't need to push towards the floor. You're just going to let the legs have the weight of the legs move towards the floor ultimately, and that's going to create this passive opening in the hips. Knees wider if you would like. For some, this is benign, right? Where you have the top of the pelvis to the floor, and if the hip joints are really open, which is there's a ball at the top of your leg bone that sits into a cup in your hip socket. That cup, it's not fully in. It's in like a third of the way, but then it's wrapped with ligaments and muscles. Some people's ligaments and muscles are very loose. Then if you're here, you're just going to be flat to the floor. Some are too loose. Some are way too tight. The more intensely you feel this particular thing, this the more tight your hips likely are. If you have trouble with sciatica and back pain, this is a particularly great shape for that. Stretch the legs out. Roll over onto your back. Bend the knees, place the feet flat to the floor. Take the right foot up 3 inches. Take the left foot 3 inches to meet it. Feel what happens to your spine, to your lower belly, to your throat. Ideally, there is a little curve in the lower back, so the lower back is not flat to the floor while the rib cage is flat to the floor. Lower the feet. So now try to get the rib cage flat to the floor. Try to find a tiny curve in the lower spine so it's off the floor, the littlest amount you can get. Take the left foot up 3 inches, just a little bit, and now engage the core. You're going to try to keep the ribs down and keep the lower back at this tiny arch and bring the right foot 3 inches to meet it. Feel what changed. Feel if this is easy. Lower down. Right foot 3 inches. Try to feel the difference in the two sides. If you have troubles with your psoas muscle, my favorite muscle on one side, it's going to be way easier on one than the other. Left foot 3 inches to meet it. All you want to do is feel what happens to the spine when that second foot comes up. That is really the information we're trying to get. Lower the feet. Take a block, put a block between your thighs. Nice. Feet, ankles under the knees as best you can get them. Squeeze the block. Try to feel what is working other than the obvious inner thighs. You don't really want much else working. You definitely don't want the butt gripping to help you do this. You don't want the outer thighs moving in to help you do this. You want the inner thighs to squeeze against the block. So you can kind of relax everything else. Try to feel the crease in your hips And if your lower back is flat to the floor, you probably have lost that crease in the hips. Take the lower back a tiny bit off the floor, and you get that crease in the hips. Squeeze the block. Get those inner thighs to really work against the block. Now with that little arch in the lower back, take the hips up an inch. Try to feel those hip creases and see if the action of lifting the hips up increases or decreases the hip crease. Lower down. Stick your butt out a little bit. So you're going to roll forward towards the front of your sit bones, which is going to create a bigger arch in the lower back. No, the other way.
Stick your butt out and arch. That's it.
And then come up through that arch in the lower back and that crease in the hips. Lift the hips up again 2 inches. Squeeze the block. You want to feel completely connected to the block. The whole thigh connected to the block. The foot grounded. No gripping of your butt. Your butt is just working gently towards your heels with your hamstrings. Lower down. Take the right foot up 3 inches. Take the left foot 3 inches to meet it. Bring the feet up to the height of your knees, shins parallel to the floor, and then separate your shins wide out to the side, but don't externally rotate your feet. Flex the feet and squeeze the block in and take the heels out. You can move your knees a little past your pelvis, like forward of your pelvis if you want. Squeeze the block in, take the feet out. Feet back to the middle, lower down. Take your block away, roll over onto your belly, press back, downward facing dog. Pigeon pose. Take the right knee to the back of the right wrist. Right knee forward to the back of the right wrist. And line up your the knee and hip in line. Try not to let the right knee go too wide out to the side. Square your hips off. Check your back leg, so the back leg is right in line with the hip, the foot and ankle are straight. Walk the hands forward, bow forward over the front leg. Deep stretch in the right hip. Your pelvis wants to be level. And then everyone, you're going to just move, right? Roll your pelvis to the left and see what happens in the right hip. Move to the right and see what happens in the right hip. It's the right butt. Deep in your glutes, there's a muscle called piriformis, and that is what you are stretching here. Try to find it where it stretches the most. It connects from the leg to the sacrum, and go deeper. And to me, I think it's deepest when the pelvis is level, when the sit bones are level. No padding. I am not a fan of a blanket under the hip in pigeon. Downward facing dog. And that because what happens is when you put the blanket there, you kind of sit into the blanket.
Right.
And I think it's kind of cool to put the blanket there and then feel the core work to just stay off of the blanket. Second side, left knee forward. Then, one little variation on that is some people put a blanket across the whole pelvis, which I think is nice because it elevates the whole thing equally. But I don't think a lot of people need that. Check the back leg, back ankle really straight, back foot straight, right in line with the hip. Bow forward over the legs. Walk your hands forward. So this time it's the left side. There are a whole mess of muscles in your hip. They have these deep underlying ones, gluteus medius and minimus, that are just a mess because of how tight this muscle is that you're stretching. And this gets a little complicated, but they're underneath this muscle, right? So if you're stretching this muscle and you are feeling it like, oh my God, it is so tight, it won't do anything, I will almost guarantee that the muscles that live underneath it, they don't do anything. Because if this muscle is tight, how do they get to work? It's an odd little bit of business. Find that deepest stretch you can in that muscle. Down dog. Pigeon again, right knee forward. Walk the hands back In this next variation, we're just doing this once, and I'm going to give you two different options. And for some, the pelvis wants to get even higher. Bend the left leg, and you're either going to reach back and take the left foot with the left hand and then stretch the left quad, or you're going to think about reaching both hands back for the left foot, both hands behind you, maybe take the left foot or the left ankle in both hands, and then you're in a much different pose because you're in a back bend, and you would have to pull the trunk up and in to support, and then Rainer, take the foot back that way. Reach the foot back that way and lift the chest. Square to the front, wherever you are, square to the front. Down dog. Second side. Left side. Walk the hands back, bend the back leg. You're going to do the same thing you did on the first side. Taking that foot to stretch the quad or taking both feet to the ankle. If you're taking both feet to the ankle, one thing you think about is how can I straighten the arms by taking the foot back, collarbones wide, and then how do I elevate the trunk without overly collapsing the lower back? Downward dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms square sides. Tree pose. Left foot parallel. Right knee forward, right foot high up into the left inner thigh. Hands in prayer in front of the heart. Pelvis forward, shoulders forward. Once you get the foot up and the hands in prayer, try to feel your hips. The tendency is for the right hip to go backwards a lot. Turn the right hip forward, even if the knee comes forward. Don't lock the left knee. Don't worry if the foot doesn't get all the way up. Awesome. Guys look great in the feet. Feel the feet. Try to get to the inner foot, but that whole foot should be wavering on the floor. Take the right knee forward. Release the right foot. Right foot parallel, left knee forward, left foot high up into the right inner thigh. Four layers of muscles just in the foot, and those layers are just, they should be firing here. Make that right foot perfectly parallel. Heel out, or, you know, yeah, nice. Turn the left hip forward, and if you realize that you work these standing things with the foot turned out a little, making that change can take a long time in a really subtle way. So, like, Rhonda, take your heel out to the side. Yeah. Left knee forward and release. Nice. Garudasana, eagle pose. Left foot parallel, right knee, bend the left knee a tiny bit, lift the right leg up and over the left leg and see if you can find the right foot behind the left calf. Right foot behind the left calf, and then the left arm is going to come up underneath the right arm. Wrap the arms and see if you can bring the palms to touch. Lift the elbows up to the height of the shoulders and pull the shoulders onto the back. Pull the right hip backwards. Right, just like in tree, right hip back. Nice. Elevate the elbows up, shoulders on the back. Nice. Unwind. Lower the foot. Second side. Right foot parallel. Right knee bends just a tiny bit to let the left leg come up and over. And then right arm underneath the left arm. Palms to touch. The gaze would like to be right at the seam of the forearms. Pull the left hip back. Pull the left hip back and try to really feel the alignment of your spine and if it wants to pull to one side or the other. Elbows up, shoulders back, and release. Let's go to the wall. Bring your mat perpendicular to the wall. Come onto your hands and knees with your feet up against the baseboard. Lift the knees up off the floor. Step one foot up the wall to the height of your hips or a little higher. Step the other to meet it. Child's pose. Second leg, come on up, start with the second foot and knees up. Second foot up the wall. L-shaped handstand. Awesome. Straighten the arms, straighten the arms, straighten the arms. Yes. Navel to the spine. Shoulders over the wrists. Move your shoulders to the middle of the room a little bit. Move your shoulders to the middle of the room a little bit until it gets really, really hard. Child's pose. The next thing you're going to try, if you want, is tree pose in L-shape, which is odd because very often, well, you take one foot off the wall, sometimes you just come down, but often you take one foot off the wall and you're looking to get that foot into the inner upper thigh and it just doesn't hit. I watch like feet go above the leg and below the leg. So you're just going to feel that. If you want to try that, you're going to set up, come to L-shaped handstand, and we'll go through it. Come on up, L-shaped handstand. Last ones. Lift the knees up. One foot up, other foot up. All right, so then whatever foot you want, you take the knee forward towards your chest, and then foot up into the inner thigh as best you can. And then second side. Very nice. Child's pose. Come on up. Turn around. Take downward facing dog with the fingers 5 inches away from the wall. Down dog. Move your shoulders forward and look at your thumbs. Just move your shoulders towards plank, a little like halfway towards plank. Look at your thumbs. Step one foot into the 1 foot forward, whichever foot you want. Step it about 6 or 8 inches forward. Lift the other leg halfway up, not too high. And then hop up towards a handstand. Just hop forward, look at your thumbs, and hop forward towards a handstand. Don't worry about getting up, but hop forward. Hop forward. Touch your head to the wall if you can imagine that. Hop forward. And that's one of the first stages. Don't worry about getting up, but jump forward, and you want to feel your weight transfer and go into the wrists. And for some, that is really scary. That's looking really good. You're getting there. Hop forward, looking at your thumbs, child's pose. There's leverage that has to happen. It cannot, I don't think you can honestly physically get up into a handstand without the shoulders moving past the wrists in order for the hips to get on top of the shoulders eventually. That is really scary for some people, and that's why I say jump forward, touch your head towards the wall, just so you can feel what kind of weight transfer you're going to ultimately get into your wrists. Second leg, come on up. Go. Always do both legs. And if a teacher doesn't tell you to do both legs in a class, do them anyway. It's really super important. Especially if you can't get up on the other leg, right? More reason that you should always do jump forward, look at your thumbs, pure technique. That's it. Jump forward, look at the thumbs. Child's pose. So those last few, totally different. Does that make sense? Great. All right, so last couple of your choice. If you want now, you're going to try tree pose in handstand. You can try eagle pose in handstand, eagle legs, right? Not arms. Eagle legs in handstand or tree pose in handstand. And one of the interesting things is if you're up in handstand and you're able to move into that, you will likely find that you're going to be able to balance much better by trying to do tree or trying to do eagle if you can get there. So yogi's choice, either just keep working on getting up or come on up and try a slightly more advanced variation, tree or eagle. Or do another L shape. All in fun. Awesome. Great. And if you get into the eagle, then you're going to try to balance off the wall just for a second. Because you're going to squeeze the legs in. Child's pose. It's a neat thing, right? Because it sticks you there and it kind of suspends you in the balance. So one more, second side, if you didn't do both sides, try another handstand. Don't try another handstand, do another L shape. Anything you want. Long child's poses are beautiful. Child's pose. No one's looking to get hurt here, and you are looking to have fun. And I believe that if you land with a smile, you are not getting hurt. Odds are, if you're landing with a smile, you're relaxed enough to absorb your shock and impact, you know? It's when we panic, when we fall, that we get hurt. It's an amazing thing, like, you know, I have little kids, and on the playground, kids get hurt once in a blue moon. But for the most part, you have after school a few hundred kids running around like maniacs, not getting hurt and falling, you know, and getting bruised. It's just when you're doing it with glee. It is all good. All right, come on back to the middle of the room with a belt. Now comes the fun stuff. All right, so come to sit in Dandasana. We'll get to the belt in a moment. Come to sit in Dandasana. You'll see how you proceed by how these shapes feel. Cross your right ankle over the left knee. Sit up tall. Left leg straight, right ankle over the left knee. And you're going to bow forward into a forward bend, and you want to see where you feel this, right? It's usually going to be one of two places, the hamstring or the hip. You want to feel, where do you feel this forward bend, hamstring or hip? And for this purpose, we hopefully you feel it in the hamstring, and then you're going to move on more easily into the next stage, but yeah, you might not. We'll see how that goes. Come on back up, second side, and see if that's different. Left ankle is going to cross the right knee. Sit up tall and come forward. Flex that left foot. And where do you feel it, hamstring or hip? Also, you can get a sense of where is the height of your knee. The height of your knee gives you a lot of information about what that ball is willing to do in the hip socket. All right, come on up. So we're going to see how this goes, but the odds are, if you felt that, those two stretches mostly in the hip, it's going to be a lot harder to get to the next stage we're going to. We're going to try to do ankle to knee, bless you, by stacking the shins, bringing the right shin directly under the left shin, so that when I look down, I am looking at a triangle of mat. I don't see shins. Flex the feet like crazy. I want you to flex it so much you can get the bottom ankle bone up off the floor. Lift up and lengthen forward, bow forward, extend forward. And this should be deep in your hip, piriformis, back into that same pigeon muscle. Come on up and switch. Everyone has a decent amount of tension going on there. So we're going to do this again, but then we're going to do one of my very favorite tricks, which is going to hopefully let you go way deeper in this pose, which I think then adds up really well. The flexion of the foot and ankle protects the knee. So if you're in this shape and your foot, and you might even feel that, if you let the foot sickle, it's going to torque the ligaments of the knee. If your hip is tight, it's likely that your knees could be tight. So that flexion of the ankle really helps stabilize and keep the knee ligaments in good tone. Nice. Come on up. Like I was saying earlier, you want a little tension. It's not good to be too loose. Okay, so now you're going to belt your legs in that position. So you're going to come back to the first side, right ankle on top of left, right shin on top of left. And you're going to put a belt around your knees and feet with the feet in flexion and you're not tightening the belt. So I'm completely level. But if your knee is up a foot away from your foot, that's where it's going to stay. That you're tying it to keep it where it is, not to yank it down deeper, because it's going to create the tension that you're looking for.
So get tied in. Take your time. Don't worry about it.
Right now, set yourself up. Put your hands alongside your hips. Walk your hands backwards a tiny bit. Arch your lower back and start walking, leaning backwards, and keep the legs down. So when you lean backwards, you're not. So now deepen the groins, arch the back more. Serena, arch, 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 arch. Maybe you can come onto your forearms, but don't come onto the forearms if that's easy. It's weird. You kind of want to make your way down there in an uncomfortable way. Keep arching more. And then as you're arching, use your abs and see if you can even look at your top knee and let it fall. Let it release open. Let that knee release towards the floor as you lean backwards. This should be pretty intense, usually in the hip flexor of the top leg. But what's interesting is when we're done with this, when you come up and come, don't go yet, when you come up and go forward, you should be able to actually go forward a lot more than you usually would, which I think is a good thing on a lot of levels. A couple more breaths, so you have to arch way more. Put more tension into the hip flexor. Do you feel that? Good. Many of these things for me are brain related, in that your brain thinks you can't do that last pose we did. And if now we show it that you can, maybe it'll start to change. Come on up. Keep the belt there for the moment. Bow forward. Feel the magic. Because you should go, it should be a lot different. Difference being relative. Switch legs. This is a particularly great shape for like sciatica and sciatic pain and stuff involving your hip. Flex the feet really strong, and hopefully you can use the belt around the foot to maintain that flexion, and walk backwards when you're ready. Lean backwards. Even on both sit bones as best you can. You're looking to create tension, right? You're trying to find a place that the way you lean backwards, the way your back is arched, creates tension most often in the hip flexor, very often the same one on both sides. Don't overdo it, don't suffer unduly. The idea of why I think you're able to go deeper is my ideas are that we are leaning forward in our thighs, which makes our quadricep tendon way overstretched and miserable. And therefore, when you go to, it's an unhappy tendon. You're actually stretching that here in a way it never gets stretched, which should then give that opposite muscle piriformis some room to move forward. But I am really making that up, and I have no idea if that is what's happening. But the trick usually works. Couple more breaths. That thing we did earlier, that frog belly, is a milder version of a similar thing, but works to really get that same sort of space in the hip sockets and outer hips. Come on up and bow forward. And see, maybe if you didn't feel it on the first side, you get it on the second side. So again, I think sometimes when the brain, let's say you do something for 10 years and you don't go anywhere, the brain thinks there's nowhere to go. And then you show it, oh, there are pathways you can change it might start to change. Come on up, lay flat on your back. In a way, that's like the mother of all hip openers. Bend the knees, place the feet flat to the floor. You're just going to do one back bend of your choice, which means you can do bridge with a block under your sacrum. You can do bridge with a block between your thighs. You can do full wheel. That's a good menu of options. If you're going to do full wheel, you could also use your belt, which we have handy. Slow motion, nice and easy. Come on up. Try to get the feet parallel. Elbows in, knees in. Wrap the belly. And lower down. Drop the knees to the right. It's not that I don't like doing things and doing them well in yoga, but my interest mostly lies in how does my body accomplish an action, and how does it do it differently on the two sides? That I'm just trying to figure out how to get a balanced body. And I'm not all that neurotic about it. I don't work out all that much. But it's about finding this sense of balance so that things work well for a long time. Back up, drop the knees to the second side. For example, I work with mostly private clients, and I am getting up and down off the floor 100 times a day, which is really a healthy thing, right? I am literally working with people, playing with my kids, up and down off the floor 100 times a day. Every single time I come down to the right, put my right hand on the floor to come down, and that's how I sit down. Technically, I should sit down without using my hands at all, which doesn't happen so easily, but lately I'm trying to sit down to the left, and it is so not normal for me to sit down to left. Come on back up, take the left knee into the chest, extend the right leg out, and invariably, I sit down to the right and then stand back up to do it to the left because I have to retrain my brain to think. Twist, left knee to the right side of the body. But I think if I can train myself to do that, and I'm 51, spend the next 10 years sitting down to the left, I'll start bringing balance to a pattern that, you know, I've spent 50 years building in one direction. And it's just, I stand back up to the left the same way. Back up, right knee into the chest, left leg out and twist. Back up, happy baby pose. We'll finish with this. If you need to, you can roll the spine, you can rock the spine, you can round the spine, lengthen the spine. If you need to do anything else to finish, by all means, do so. And when you're ready, we'll release and relax into Shavasana. You definitely want to make your way into Shavasana in a comfortable way. If you need a blanket under the backs of the knees to release the hamstrings, nothing wrong with that. Over time, ultimately, maybe get rid of it. When you're ready, let everything release and relax.